One of us, I won't tell you who that is. I guess I will. It's Kevin McCullough. Hi, how are you? Baldwin McCullough live, coast to coast. More radio stations seemingly almost every single week, but thank you for being there. Our phone number is wide open right now. It's 888-340-3373. I got a very interesting comment I saw on, what was this website I saw earlier tonight? It was the Guardian newspaper out of London. You know that big Davos conference is underway, right? Yeah, I didn't know it was underway either because nobody cares. But there's this big conference held in Davos every year, and there's all sorts of important people that get invited there, and they talk about important things. And one of the important things that they were talking about was women in the workplace. And Sheryl Sandberg, who's the chief operating officer of Facebook, said that she said that T-shirts... She said that T-shirts that say smart like daddy for little boys and girls T-shirts that say pretty like mommy are part of the reason why. Now, get this. She says this. I'd love to say that it was 1951, but it was last year when I saw those T-shirts. And as a woman becomes more successful in the marketplace, she is less liked. And as a man becomes more successful, he is more liked. And that starts with those T-shirts. This is the chief operating officer of Facebook said this. This is not a stupid woman. Well, I don't think she is. But she said those T-shirts start the path of women not being liked in the workplace. Really? Smart like daddy for little boys and the girls wear pretty like mommy. And that's in some way now an insult. And that's the reason why women don't get liked in the workplace as much. Is that really the truth? 888-340-3373. She obviously thinks it is. This is Sheryl Sandberg, the COO of Facebook. And she said that the T-shirts sold in the U.S. with the boys' vision emblazoned the words, smart like daddy, while the girls' version says, pretty like mommy. It's insulting, it's terrible, it's horrible. What do you think? I'm curious as to your thought. Does that actually make any difference in how women are treated in the workplace? Or is this a COO who's been rather successful, who may be projecting a little bit, trying to find a reason why maybe she's not liked? I don't know. Because it seems a little projectionist to me. Smart like daddy for the boy, pretty like mommy for the girls. Hey, Sheryl, you ever think about just buying one of the boys' shirts to give to your daughter if it's that important to you? Cross it out, put mommy on there? I don't know. 888-340-3373. I want to ask men and women. I was going to say I'm really curious as to what the women think, but is that a core cause of why women are less liked the more they become successful? Because of a T-shirt that says pretty like mommy when they're little. 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373. It's not a trick question. U.S. sells T-shirts that say for boys, smart like daddy. Girls' version says pretty like mommy. And the chief operating officer of Facebook went to Davos, the World Economic Forum in Davos, and said that that's one of the reasons why women are less liked the more successful they become, because it starts with those T-shirts. 888-340-3373. She also blasted managers who unconsciously reflect stereotypes when they judge women's performance, saying, she's great at her job, but she's just not as well liked by her peers, or she's a bit aggressive. She says, they say this with no understanding that this is the penalty women face because of gender stereotypes. She also criticized the fact that it is still assumed women will take on the majority of caring responsibilities at home, even when both parents work. Women still have two jobs in the most developed countries around the world. Men have one. Men have one job, Cheryl, because that's the way God designed it to be. I'm the man in my house. I'm supposed to protect and provide. That doesn't mean my wife can't work. It doesn't mean she can't pursue a career. It doesn't mean that she has to pursue a career. She has chosen to love our baby boys. Now, she wasn't very happy with me before I left the house tonight because I put this on Facebook. This is baby James at dinner tonight. How proud did he make Papa's heart? Listen.
I am a capitalist.
Yeah, baby! I am a capitalist. That's a two-year-old. You know what she actually told me? She said, that's propaganda. You shouldn't use it. I said, are you nuts? I'm going to play that like 100 times.
I am a capitalist.
You tell him, James. Isn't it fun when kids get to that age where you can just tell them what to say and they repeat it? Next week, you know, he'll recite the First Amendment. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. We had a lot of people doing things gender-wise this week. Women in combat. The great idea that came up from Leon Panetta to just unilaterally lift the ban said, hey, let's put women all the way in the front lines. What's with these pansy men and all these excuses? Like, let's have women be the mouthpiece on gun control. So they went out and they dragged up Dianne Feinstein, who, I don't know, how old is she, 180? You know, she's holding AK-47s and AR-15s, and, like, she can barely hold them. She's so old. But now we've got Leon Panetta courageously as a man sending the women to the front line. Now, I want to know from ladies listening tonight, you in favor of women being in the front line of combat? Like, you know, yeah, let's go. Like, would you go? Like, you all excited about that? Could you see yourself being on the front lines of combat? See, Sheryl Sandberg, in this speech that she made to Davos, said some really interesting stuff. That managers reflect stereotypes when they judge women's performance. She doesn't want women to be judged for being aggressive in the workplace, but then in order for them to be successful, they probably have to be aggressive in the workplace because that's how people that are successful in the workplace have been. That's how men get ahead in the workplace. They become aggressive. So in order for women to become successful in the workplace, they have to adopt those same principles of becoming successful that the men did that were there before them. And it's true. People don't like aggressive women. Neither men nor women like aggressive women. I tell you the honest truth. Talk to a really nice lady that you know. Ask her what she thinks of a bossy, aggressive, pushy, overbearing fellow female. It won't be kind. 888-340-3373. Line 2, Heather is with us in Fort Benning. Heather, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough tonight. Stephen conspicuously absent. But Kevin's glad to be with you.
He didn't like my call last week.
Well, I'm glad you called this week, so welcome back.
I'm listening to you through TuneIn Radio.
Cool.
Just so you know. I called about women in the workplace.
Yeah.
But my husband is active duty 26 years. And we just read an article this morning that General Dempsey is talking about lowering the standards for women to be able to compete for those combat roles.
Which is a whole other problem.
Oh,
It would be one thing if it was the same standards. Lowering the standards to get them there is a completely different issue.
The standards are already lowered. They're already lowered because the women, their PT requirements are much lower than a man's. And now they're going to reduce it even further? It's ridiculous.
What do you think that's going to do for the strength of our military, Heather? Is that going to make us a stronger fighting force in the field?
Not. No.
Yeah.
No, it's not. And I know you say it all the time, Kevin. I listen to you, but I think it is deliberate. I believe it is deliberate.
All right.
Making our force weak, and there can't be any other way.
Heather, hold on. We got to take a commercial break, and then I want to get your thoughts on why women are less liked in the workplace the more successful they become, because that's why you originally called. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York tonight. KMC back in home base, New York City. We're glad that you're with us, and glad that you're here every Saturday night. We try to have a little bit of fun and talk about some serious stuff, too. Baldwin McCullough, online at baldwinmccullough.com.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry, and the auditions are free. Sign up today. AMTCAudition.org.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, January 25th, 2013. Gold opened up this morning at $1,668.75. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,710.29, a half ounce for $855.14, or a quarter ounce for $427.57. That's $1,710.29, $855.14, or $427.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Glad you're with us. It's a cold night in New York. I hope it's warm where you are. Why are women disliked the more successful they become in the workplace? Sheryl Sandberg, the chief operating officer of Facebook, says it's because of stereotypes. I guess she's not saying that it has anything to do with the actual personality of the woman at all. She's saying it's stereotypes. People say things like, well, she's great at her job, but she's just not well-liked by her peers. Well, what if she actually isn't liked by her peers? Like, what if being aggressive, what if being successful in the workplace means being aggressive, and what if people just don't like women who are aggressive? Is that remotely possible? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, Heather from Fort Benning is with us on line two. And, Heather, you were going to weigh in on this. Why would you say, if you were to talk with Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook, what would you say would be the reason that women are less liked the more successful they become in the workplace?
Oh, why they're less liked when they become
successful. Yeah, they become less popular the more successful they become.
Pushy, aggressive, obnoxious. It's definitely their behavior and their attitude.
And so, well, that's an interesting point that you bring out, because she's saying that stereotypes are making women be perceived that way, I guess, as opposed to them actually being that way.
It has nothing to do with stereotypes. I've worked in several different industries, from fast food to retail to... Oh, I miss Montgomery Ward. Anyway, and very pushy women, the further up in the chain that they got, that they would be less liked because of their poor attitude. They're up here and was very rude to their counterparts or the people that were subordinate to them.
Gotcha. Thank you, Heather, for your patience and for weighing in on the question. Appreciate you being a regular listener to Baldwin McCullough Saturday nights. Thanks so much. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. You may say, Kevin, nobody cares what they say at Davos. That's pretty much true. It's the World Economic Forum, and it's seen as being very important to other people all over the world, but we in America, we kind of ignore it. But the COO, the chief operating officer of Facebook, launched a fierce attack on what she called gender stereotypes. And she said those gender stereotypes hold women back in the workplace. And I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you've seen. You've seen women and men in the workplace. Whether you're a customer at a store, whether you're someone who's worked in an office with them. We got people in Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, New York City listening tonight, Denver, Colorado, big metropolitan areas where, the office politic game goes on. And Sheryl Sandberg says the reason that women are held back at work is because of these stereotypes. It doesn't have anything to do with the actual personality of the woman. And I'm wondering if you agree with her. 888-340-3373. Or does it have something to do with the workplace itself? Is the workplace harder on women than it is on men? And so they just develop these gnarly personalities that people have a harder time getting along with. Or is it the woman herself? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I think I have three phone lines open. I'm intrigued by what you would have to say about this. 888-340-3373. Sandberg also criticized the fact that it is still assumed that women will take on the majority of caring responsibilities at home. Is that fair? Is it not fair? Should whether she works or not, should women be the primary nurturer, carer in the house? I can't imagine my two ankle biters Jonathan and James. By the way, did I tell you how smart James is? Take a listen to this.
I am a Catholic.
Yes, he is. I'm so proud of that boy. He's got his priorities straight. And he's not even three. But I can only imagine how terrible their life would be if I was the one at home with them every day. Because I'm good for about 2.5 hours pinching in while mom goes, you know, does her running around. I can juggle two at the same time. I can get one down for a nap, change the poopy diaper, get the other one down for the nap, change the other diaper. I can get lunch ready. I can feed both of them. I can do it all. If I was doing this 24/7, my sons would despise me by the end of the day. Because mom just has something different that she does well. She knows how to understand them and to you know. For instance, Jonathan, the young one, almost 5 months. He's gotten to this point now where he'll eat 4 ounces of the bottle. You go to burp him, and then the last 2 ounces, more of it gets on his face than gets into him, and he'll just be like the whole time. He won't actually suck on the bottle. He'll just play with it and spit it out and just kind of do all these things going around. The weird thing about that is, no matter how much I try, here, come on, take the bottle. Come on, take the bottle. You can do this. Come on. And I like shove it in his mouth. Like, here, take the bottle. You're gonna take the bottle. And he's not. He's just like smiling at Dad. Isn't this fun, Dad? We're playing a game. And Mom comes back in after, you know, making dinner in the kitchen, and she goes, "Here, I guess I'll do it." And she takes him. Same kid, same bottle, and the kid starts going, and just drinks the final 2 ounces. See, I don't think that my child is expressing prejudice against me, his father. I don't think that. I think Mom is a better nurturer. I think she's zoned into his code. She's cracked his secret language. And my son is well fed because of it. And that's really important. Our kids growing up healthy and successful. So my bride, who is the smartest person I know, like literally the most intelligent human being I've ever met, she has chosen to invest her hours daily into the lives of the ankle biters, so that they grow up to be strong men, smart men, courageous men. And she doesn't have any interest in being in the workplace and griping about stereotypes. Maybe she has it wrong. 888-340-3373. What say you? Your call's next on Baldwin McCullough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
8-6.
Capitalist.
Yes, you are, Mr. James. A capitalist. That's my two-year-old. It does a heart good for a daddy. Hey, welcome to Baldwin McCullough. I was gone last week. We were taking that little guy all around the world of Disney. The land of Disney, not the world of Disney. World of Disney's in Orlando. We were in Disneyland. And he got to see Mater and Lightning McQueen, and all of his favorites. We had a great time, and it was really, really sad because at the end of the day, I got a piece of something in some piece of food that didn't sit well. So the final 4 hours of park time, I was parked on a couch in the Disney Hotel lobby while Mom and Grandpa and my little capitalist...
I am a capitalist.
Yes, you are, Mr. James. While they got to see the wall of color and everything else that the park closes with now. But I'm glad to be back with you. And I think we have the other half of this dynamic duo, Stephen Baldwin, joining us from some undisclosed location in Fresno, California. Oops, I guess it's now disclosed. Hey, Stephen.
Yeah, can you hear me okay, brother?
Sounds like you're on a really cheap microphone tonight.
Oh, shush. Just stop.
Did you say shush?
I just shushed you.
What?
Is the microphone working well enough that you heard that?
Not really.
You know, I forget how smart you can be.
Speaking of smart, how's this?
I am a capitalist.
Yep.
I love that kid.
Now, see, I'm getting in a little bit of trouble here because the lovely bride said, you can't use that. That's propaganda. He doesn't know what he's saying. And I said, of course he knows what he's saying. That's why he said it. So I'm interested in what our listeners have to say. Should I be having my two-year-old tout the wonders of the free market on our platform? Or is it proper? Is the lovely bride right? Because I don't know. I'm obviously biased in my viewpoint on this matter.
Just as long as you only teach him, I am praying for President Obama. That's all we ever want you to teach him when he uses the word Obama. I'm praying for President Obama. Okay.
Why did you have to bring that up? It was a perfectly pleasant evening till you went there. Okay, what we're talking about is this COO lady from the Facebook group. You know that little company Facebook? I think, Stephen, someday that's going to be a huge company. It's just between you and me. Insider tip there. Don't buy Apple stock this week, by the way. Not a good time to buy Apple stock. They're going the other, but Facebook, I think Facebook's got potential. Anyway, Sheryl Sandberg, the COO, Chief Operating Officer. Who would be the OO in... Oh, that would be Ivan Quiñones in the extreme media universe. He's the chief operating officer.
Yeah, baby.
So anyway, she's at Davos, the world's most revered and respected economic forum that America sits back and laughs at most years. But she's there and she's talking about gender stereotypes and how they're holding women back in the workplace. And she said... And she just published a book, by the way, called Lean In. And I don't know what that's about, but it's she's talking about women in the workplace. And she singled out these T-shirts. Maybe you've seen them here in the U.S. The boys' version says, Smart Like Daddy. And the girls' version says, Pretty Like Mommy. And she said, I'd love to say that was 1951, but it was just last year when I saw it. As a woman becomes more successful, she is less liked. And as a man becomes more successful, he is more liked. And that starts with those T-shirts. Then she said managers who unconsciously reflect stereotypes when they say things like, she's great at her job, but she just isn't as well liked by her peers. Or she can be a bit aggressive. Now, my question is, how does she know that's a stereotype? What if the woman really is aggressive? What if she really isn't liked by her peers?
Then what do you say?
I mean, it's not a stereotype if it's true. But we're asking people, what do you think about this assessment? And if it's true that women, and I'm not sure that it is true that women are less liked the more successful they become. But she's a COO, so she's pretty successful. Maybe she's not liked very well, so maybe this is all personal projection on her part. I don't know. But if that is true, if you believe that women, as they become more successful, are less liked, I've asked people to tell us, what do you think causes that? And we've got to take our next break, but Skip in Orlando is on the line, and we've got two phone lines open. Skip, hold on. We're going to get to you right out of the commercial break. This is Baldwin McCullough, live on BaldwinMcCullough.com, and great stations from Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, and everywhere in between, every Saturday night starting at 9 Eastern. Stay with us.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more. What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson's First Steps to Wealth is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
Ball and McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. The combined goofiness of one Kevin McCullough and the overt seriousness of one Stephen Baldwin. Every single second.
Is that how it is now?
It's backwards week, so we're just doing everything in reverse, including me playing sound bites that the lovely bride forbade me to play. Is that the word, forbade? Yeah, she forbade me to play it, but.
I am a capitalist.
Yes, you are, Mr. James. That's my baby boy.
So genius.
Yeah.
So genius.
Hey, let's take the call. Skip in Orlando listening to us there on a great affiliate, WORL there in Orlando. Thanks for being here, Skip. What's your thought on why women are less liked the more successful they become in the marketplace, according to the COO of Facebook? What do you think about that?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Bob. So just let me take a moment and request. I really would love to download that your boy as a ringtone. That would be like paper pools or an app.
You've just given me a tremendous idea, Skip. I'm gonna do that tomorrow. I'm turning that sucker into a ringtone.
I would use it on my phone. That's awesome.
And now you're getting a little weird and creepy, Skip. So anyway,
but
you're a nice guy. So what's your thought on this workplace thing?
Well, you know what? I think certain personality traits transcend gender. Okay, I think you recognize the difference between aggression and assertion is important. I respect an assertive person, man or woman, but I don't respect an aggressive person.
How do you define the difference between the two, Skip?
Well, let me say an assertive person will stand their ground with an aggressive person. An assertive person, is not as effective. They're not necessarily on the offense as an assertive person would be.
All right. Well, that's interesting. And you've worked with both, and you were able to easily tell the difference between the two.
Oh, indeed. I'm very happy and proud of the women that I have served as my supervisors in my trade. And I'm happy to help them in any way I can because they're team players. Okay? But aggression is kind of a lone wolf kind of trait.
All right. Well, I see what you're saying, Skip, and I appreciate you listening to us there in Orlando tonight. You sound like you're out and about. Where are you headed? What are you doing tonight?
Well, actually, I'm on my way to work. I work at the Orange County Convention Center.
Big event going on?
We're taking out the PGA merchandising show.
Oh, nice.
That's a big show.
Well, grab a new ping putter for me, you know, just in case there's one laying around.
I guess I better get a little two footer as well for you boys. Sounds like he'll be out on the lake. That's the deal.
That's right, Skip. That's from your lips to God's ears. We're hoping so. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. God bless you, buddy.
All right. So, Mr. Baldwin.
Yes, sir.
You haven't worked that many jobs in the, quote, workplace, so I don't know if you even have an opinion about this, but you have had lots of interaction with women. So if you were to evaluate what the Facebook COO was saying, what would your opinion be? Why do you think women become less likable the more successful they become?
I don't agree with that perspective whatsoever. I think there's lots of examples of very, very successful, powerful, intelligent, beautiful women in all different types of positions of success and power that I don't even know where she's coming from. And now, obviously, you and I have had the conversation in the past, which is the feminist movement and things like that, and I don't get it. I mean, call me crazy, but, you know, if some would perhaps categorize my perception as Neanderthal, or I'm married to a great gal for 23 years who just loves being my wife and the mother of my kids, and she has her Bible study at the house, and, you know, she just keeps it pretty simple, and she lovingly and respectfully and probably more powerfully than most women realize, she carries that torch.
Well, and that's, and I think that plays into a little bit about what is this woman's name? Sheryl Sandberg is talking about.
Right.
Like, she's mad that those T-shirts get sold, Smart Like Daddy, and the girls' version says Pretty Like Mommy. Like, it's gotten to the point now where some of these, really uber, hypersensitive types don't even want girls to think that being pretty is something good. Like, she doesn't want girls to embrace femininity. Like, that she's offended that the shirt doesn't say smart like mommy, just like it says smart like daddy.
Right.
And to me, that's just, first of all, it's picking at nits. I mean, it's literally like a couple of lemurs in the San Diego Zoo going, you know, like right on their back. But aside from that, it's interesting that she as a COO is sitting there going, and of a rather successful company, I might add, Facebook, not exactly, unknown. She's probably achieved the pinnacle of what she's ever worked for in this particular situation. And she's saying women are less liked and it's because of gender stereotypes. In other words, it doesn't have anything. When women are not liked in the workplace, she's saying it doesn't have anything to do with the actual women. It has to do with the stereotypes of people in the workplace that have something against the women.
Right.
And I don't buy that. Whether you're a guy or a girl, man or woman, in the workplace, if you're a jerk, I'm not going to like you. It's going to be harder to work for you. You're not going to be my friend. I'm not going to think of doing nice things for you if you're the jerk. It doesn't matter what your gender is to me. And that's where I think she's, I don't know, maybe cleaning nits off another lemur. I'm not exactly sure. Anyway, we got to take a break. That's Stephen Baldwin in Fresno. Fresno. Why are you in Fresno anyway? We'll talk about it coming up. Baldwin McCullough, stay with us.
While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members opposed. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than $1 a month, you can join today. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So we've been talking about this thing, whether or not women get more or less liked the more successful they become in the marketplace. And it's the chief operating officer, a woman, at Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg, who actually is saying that women become less liked the more successful they become. And she said it has to do with gender stereotypes. It doesn't have anything to do with how those women actually are. It's kind of like saying guns kill people, not people killing people. Oh, wait. Oh, we couldn't be talking about personal responsibility. That's a whole different subject. As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. As an example, let you hear from a future Liberty student, just so you can see how bright these kids are. I mean,
I'm a capitalist.
See, it's that kind of incredible intellect that the Liberty University students possess, and nearly 100,000 of them online and resident, and they're equipping the next generation to impact the world. Learn more at liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. That's 855-261-3235, Liberty University. Okay, Mr. Baldwin.
Sir.
You got to spill the goods. Why are you? Last week I was sitting in Orange County, California, and yes, you were doing the show. And this week you're sitting in Fresno, California, and I'm back in New York. It's like we could just try to plan to be at the same place at the same time. Might actually work at some point, but we choose to do life the hard way. What took you to Fresno this week?
Well, brother, as you know, I do my best to go where our God leads us. And I just spoke at a really cool men's conference today for about 1,000 men in Porterville, California, about 90 miles away from Fresno. And I was the keynote speaker, and it was an amazing day, and I was very blessed.
And you made it out without anyone throwing tomatoes at you or anything like that?
They may have thrown them. I didn't notice.
Okay, good. That's good. I'm not going to have to come bail you out, or God forbid I have to wire you money again. That whole train wreck was just something I'll never live down.
Well, just look at your text messages at the end of the show.
Okay.
Because it is 3 hours early. I'm just kidding.
That's true. All right. Coming up next hour, actually, Stephen, it's your topic if you want to pick a topic for the next hour. Have you prepared one for tonight's broadcast?
I have, but I'm not ready for it right now.
Okay, well, you've got like till 6 after the top of the hour to get it ready.
Got it.
All right. More of Baldwin McCullough coming up, and live from New York and the West Coast, literally end to end. And we're live tonight from Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, from New York to San Diego, and everywhere in between, even like Cape Girardeau. Hey, I'm rhyming, and I don't know it. It's Baldwin McCullough. Don't go away. How much more? 10? 9? 8? 7?
Perfect.
Yeah, we're working on the out cues.
Perfect.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information. Join